Brother Carrico said, "You're old." And I said, "I hope I am." I never will forget preaching for Brother Welch. Down in Louisiana, I preached for him 10 or 11 straight years in a camp meeting. And it got so high, day after day, and they shouted it out and they praised God. And he called on the fellow and he said, "Are you ready?" And he said, "I've been ready ever since the Lord saved me." And he got in the graveyard dead, and people went to sleep. And that night he said, "Brother Durham, you ready?" And I said, "Well, I don't know where I'm or not. I thought I had been and hadn't. And I didn't think I was, and I was." Amen. It all depends on him. And I'm always scared when I get up. I'm afraid I might have the wrong message. Or I'm afraid I might strike out. And sometimes you really know you got the right message, and other times you don't really know. Amen. I think every preacher's been there. I preached an account meeting last week, and the Lord woke me up that morning and told me I was going to be preaching that day and what He wanted me to preach. And we had a time, brother. But I hope I don't strike out. But there's a lot of good preachers here. I'm telling you, there's a lot of good men of God here. And if I didn't get to preach, it'd be all right as long as the Lord visited us. Amen. I want to try to talk to you out of the book of Isaiah tonight. Isaiah chapter number 9. And we're going to read verses 6 and 7. Sometime back in the early part of the year, my grandson Shane that sang for you a while ago, he and I had a little cowboy work to do. It is cold that morning, and we're going to worm them cows and take some to market and take one off to have killed for divide up among the family. And I got up to kind of chunk up the old wood stove to keep my heat pump from running so long. And while I was up, the Lord chunked me up. And I didn't go back to bed till I got them thoughts that he had run through my mind, because I knew if I went back to bed, the devil would steal them thoughts. So he outlined my message for me, and I jotted it down on the back of an old envelope that was there. And I went to a preacher's meeting the next day or two after that. And they called on me to preach, and I just took those notes off my back, that old envelope, and I preached and shouted and preached and shouted and preached and shouted and had a wonderful time. And I wish it'd be that way tonight, but I don't know. You pray for us. In the book of Isaiah, chapter number 9 and verse number 6, the Bible said, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice. From henceforth, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Let's bow for a word of prayer. Lord, help me for a little while. Help me, Lord, to brag on you. Help me, dear Lord, to strike a good note, dear Lord, in the heart of your children. In this kind of a dark day in which we're living in, Father, that blessed time, dear Lord, when the government shall be upon the shoulders of the Lamb of God. Yes. Praise God, we're looking forward to that day, Father. Yes. And I pray you'd help us now for a little while in Jesus' blessed name. Yes. You know, a diamond is a beautiful stone. And a jeweler will take a piece of black velvet and he'll lay his jewels out on that black velvet. That black, dark background brings out the splendor and the beauty of those jewels a whole lot more than it would be if that dark background wasn't there. We're living in the darkest day that America has ever seen. I want to tell you, it's a dark day when a bunch of representatives and senators and Congress will vote on a package of 1,100 pages and never look in there to see what it says. It's a dark day whenever America will put a Muslim into the place of the highest office in the land. That's a dark day. That's an awful dark day, my friend. I'm telling you, it's as dark as 1,000 midnights out there. And to think that that man has access to all the secrets of this country. And I'll tell you, he'll go abroad in those Muslim countries, and I wouldn't put nothing in the world past him. Sell us out, my friend. Oh, when you think about that stimulus package and you think about all that indebtedness, brother, the American dream is gone. Some of us was raised poor boys. We come up the hard way, brother. I'm telling you, we had it rough in the days when we was little. And we've seen brighter days. And these people that has come to this country from other countries because they'd heard of the American dream. And so they come here and they worked hard and they've been successful. And they reached peaks in their life, my friend. But I want to ask you, what do our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren have down the future? How dark does it look down the road? I'm telling you, it's a heartbreak, and I've went to bed with it on my mind. I've woke up with it in the night on my mind. I've got up in the morning with it on my mind that this administration would send $900 million to a bunch of rebel rousers, a bunch of warmongers, a bunch of haters of Israel, and attack that little country that gave us a Savior, that gave us the Word of God, and they was the aggressive party. And then, my friend, when Israel fights back and demolishes that bunch, and then the United States goes along with sending $900 million over there to that bunch of radicals, my friend, it breaks my heart. And I know that God said to Abraham, I'll bless them that bless thee, and I'll curse them that curseth thee, brother. I'm going to tell you, we've got dark things in store for us down the road. And our only hope, praise God, is for this one to come that's going to have the government upon his shoulders, praise God. Just let me tell you about some of the things the Lord put on my heart that morning. When the government gets up on his shoulders, there's going to be peace. Peace. Now then, there's peace in the heart of the child of God. The world don't know anything about that, but even in this dark day, there's peace in our heart. I remember back as a young married fellow, 19 years of age, I went forward. I'd been a church member. But I remember that night that God saved my soul. And I remember and went back to the house that night. My wife, she didn't make a move at the altar like I did. And I laid there and cried. And the tears ran on my face and run down the side of my face and went to pillow. And I wept out loud. And she said, "What in the world's wrong with you?" And I said, "I got peace in my heart. I got peace in my heart. For the first time in my life, I got peace in my heart. Praise God." And I'm telling you, that peace has been there, glory to God. I'm going to tell you, you can have peace in your heart now. But the day's coming, brother, when there's going to be peace upon the earth. And the Lord Jesus, that was prophesied in the New Testament when he, before he got here, he said that there's going to be peace. Peace on earth and goodwill toward men. What a wonderful time, praise God. I want to read to you what he says over here in the book of Isaiah chapter 2. And verse number 4, he said, and he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks, and nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. They're talking about peace, peace. My youngest girl sang for me in church from the time that she was about 11 years old. Allergies ruined her voice and she don't sing anymore. But I remember what volume she had when she was a little girl. She'd sang for me at funerals. And one of the songs that she'd sang is, men are gathered round the table talking peace talk, looking for a way to end this bitter strife. Oh, but they'll never have any peace until the Prince of Peace gets here, praise God. And when he gets here, hallelujah, they'll beat their swords in the pruning hooks and their spears in the plowshares, glory to God. And there'll be peace, hallelujah. There'll be peace all over the world, glory to God. And there's not going to be no peace till he gets here. Peace, peace, praise God. I'm telling you right now, we're looking down the road in America and they're talking about disarming this country. They don't want you to have a rifle in your house. They don't want you to have a shotgun in their house. I got a call from the Riflemen's Association not long ago, and they said, you won't believe what all is in this bill that they're going to bring up. And if a man wants to keep a hunting gun in his house, they're going to charge him like $1,000 a gun. Oh, I'm telling you, brother, they want to disarm you, brother. They want to disarm you. But there's going to be a day when there will be a disarmament. But Jesus will have the government on his shoulder. And you won't have anything to worry about in that day, praise God. Peace, peace. Not only peace among the nations, but peace among the animal world. Let's look what he said here in Isaiah chapter number 11 and verse number 6. He said, the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them, and the cow and the bear shall feed, their young one shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. You put an old lion today in a den somewhere and you feed him some straw and he'd starve to death before he'd eat it, my friend. But when peace comes to this world, praise God, when the government gets on the right man's shoulders, I'm telling you, glory to God, they'll be vegetarians, my friend, and they'll eat the straw and the hay just like others, and they'll be at peace, glory to God. That's something to look forward to, a child of God. As you look out today and see all the darkness, just get courage in your heart to know, praise God, that there are better days coming, and it's not going to come through human government. Peace. Peace. Not only is there going to be peace when the government's on his shoulders, but there's going to be prosperity. No more curse. Now, there was a curse that came up on the earth when Adam and Eve sinned. There's a curse came up on the woman. She had to go down into the jaws of death to bring child here. And we know that the man had to earn his bread in the sweat of his face, brother. And we've got the Johnson grass and the Bermuda grass and the bean beetles, and we got everything in the world attacking us, brother. But praise God, in that day and time, they're gonna be prosperity. You ain't gonna have to fight all of that mess. And the Bible said over in the book of Amos, he said, "And the plowman shall overtake the reaper." Sometimes we have dry spells. You go out there and you plant your garden, you work hard, and it gets so dry that it won't sprout peas, and you try to water it and it don't do too good. But in that day and time, the plowman shall overtake the reaper. You say, what does that mean, preacher? That means when it comes time to break up the ground and plant, they'll still be gathering in the crop, glory to God, because there won't be no curse upon the ground, but there'll be prosperity. Hallelujah. Prosperity. Amen. Prosperity. Prosperity. The Bible said over in the book of Micah chapter 4 and 4, "And every man shall sit under his own fig tree." Now there's nothing in the world as sweet as family life. I have 3 daughters. I have 6 grandsons and 1 granddaughter. And I have 6 great-grandchildren. And it's always good that several times in the year, Christmas and Thanksgiving and New Year's and Easter, and sometimes in the summer, brother, we all get together in the backyard and we fellowship and we grill out and we make ice cream and we enjoy each other as a family. That's a wonderful thing. Something bad wrong with a person that don't have any love for his family and want to get the whole household into the ark of safety and have a great relationship together. Praise God. And it's good to have your own fig tree. Sit under your own fig tree. Now remember, my point is prosperity. Every man sat under his own fig tree. I'm telling you, when they said we're going to send that $900 million over there to them warmongers, and those taxpayers that has had a foreclosure on their house is going to help take care of that bunch of warmongers over there. And I'll tell you, it rubs me the wrong way. I don't like it, praise God. I'm telling you, I don't like it, brother. I don't like it when they take something away from our people that are being bankrupt and don't have no jobs and send it to a bunch of rebel rousers. I don't like it. But there's going to be a day of prosperity. And there ain't going to be no more foreclosures in that day and time. I got a friend by the name of Randy Pike, and some of you know him. And old brother Randy's a brilliant man. And he studies every word. I'm telling you, every little word, he'll look it up. And he said to me one day, "Brother Durham, you know where that word mortgage come from?" He said it comes from 2 different words, meaning death grip. Death grip. Listen, in this day, don't try to live above your means. Learn, my friend, to live on what you've got. Old Dr. Andrew Tefford preached a meeting for me when he was 96 and a half years of age. And I remember one thing he said to me, "Doubly blessed is a man that learns how to do without." You can learn something from them old soldiers that's went on before you if you'll open your eyes and you'll listen. So there's going to be a day of prosperity. Prosperity. Thank God there's going to be prosperity, brother, in that day, glory to God. The plowman will overtake the reaper. Everything's going to be good. No more foreclosures, praise God. But it's going to be a time of prosperity, praise God. Not only is it going to be a day of prosperity, but it's going to be a day of perception. I'm talking about the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters covers the sea. Now you know how the water covers the sea. It's from shore to shore. Yeah. Ever heard anybody say, "I'll get on you like white on rice"? That means all over you, my friend. And I'm glad, praise God, that in that day of perception, brother, there's not going to be such a thing as people not knowing the Lord. He's the best thing that ever happened to me. What a wonderful thing it is to know the Lord. Now listen. We can all remember, us that are older, when fundamentalism spread across the country. But today there are so much isms and schisms. And do you remember in the little book of Jonah that the Bible said the Lord sent Jonah to Nineveh? And he said, "I want you to go down there to those people." He said, "They don't know their left hand from their right." Now, he wasn't talking about whether they was ignorant as far as construction work was concerned. They knew how to build great big buildings. They knew, my friend, how to build a great army. There was a mighty power in the world in that day and time, but they knew nothing about Jehovah God. Now I'm going to tell you something. There is no other God but Jehovah God. All other gods are false gods. They're all, my friend, full of demonism. And there's no such thing but one true and living God. And in that wonderful day when the government's up on His shoulders, we're not going to have any trouble with the Mormons coming to your door knocking on it. The Jehovah's Witnesses is going to be out of business. The Seventh-day Adventists, my friend, are going to be bankrupt in that day and time. The Muslim religion's going to be out of business, praise God. But the earth's going to be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea, praise God. Everybody going to know about Him. Let me tell you what I heard the president say just the other day. Hey, I know he says everything. But let me tell you what he said. He said it's just been very recently, he said we had a Muslim elected for the Senate. And he said he took an oath that he'd stand up for this country. That he'd take his stand. And he said he made it on the Holy Quran. Well, I will say to you, my friend, there's no such thing as a Holy Quran. I mean, tell you that Quran, brother, what was written by a man that was demon possessed. I'm telling you, he was a whoremonger. I'm telling you, he was wicked as the devil. And you go all the way back to the beginning of this thing, and the Bible said when Ishmael was born that his hand would be against everybody. And he's in opposition against Jehovah God. And I'll tell you, no such thing as a Holy Quran. I hope you're listening to me. And you older people know the truth. But the thing about it is, this younger generation, they're like those people in Nineveh. They don't know their left hand from their right. I'm telling you, they've been brainwashed in the schools. They've sat under modernist preachers, brother. A bunch of apostates has got into the pulpits. And they've been brainwashed till they don't know anything. And there's a verse of scripture over in the book of Proverbs that says, "And meddle not with them that is given to change." You hear that? Meddle not. And this administration has voiced it out clear that we won't change. We won't change. We won't change. We won't change. And God said, "Remove not the ancient landmarks." Praise God. Perception. Praise God for the day that the earth should be full of the knowledge of the Lord. Amen. Thousands and thousands and multiplied thousands, brother, that don't know that there's a difference between Jehovah and Allah. You understand? They don't know the difference. There's only one Redeemer. There's only one Creator. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made, glory to God. And brother, it all come through the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we see there's peace and there's prosperity and there's perception. And praise God, there's going to be praise. When the government gets on his shoulders, what we had here last August, when we shouted and praised God and people was getting right with God in the altar and men was standing up in the pews and reading scriptures, brother, about praise, and there's running up and down outside here and up and down the aisles of this tabernacle praising God. Hey, the world wants to throw cold water on that. They don't want that in the churches. They'll say that's emotionalism, praise God. But I want to tell you something. If you can take the waves out of the ocean, you might be able to take emotion out of old-time religion, glory to God. And I tell you, brother, whenever you've got something in your heart and there's an overflow, praise God, you're going to worship God. You get an earnest on the inside. It makes a difference, praise God. Praise, praise, praise. Oh, they want to put down praise, brother. But let me tell you something. Over in the book of Zechariah, the Bible said, but before I quote that, let me say this. They don't want no nativity scenes on any public property. They don't want it in their schoolhouses. They frown on that, brother. But the Bible said in the book of Zechariah, chapter 14, in verses number 20, he said, in that day, the bells that's on the horses' bridles is going to say, holiness unto the Lord. Oh, you talk about praise to the Lamb of God, brother. I'm telling you, they'll all praise God. The young ones will praise God. The old ones will praise God. He's worthy of praise, brother. We need to praise God. Hallelujah. Well, there's got some more on that, but I don't want to say any more about that. But I want to say there's going to be punishment when the government gets on his shoulder. There are a lot of things I don't like. A lot of things in this world I don't like. And I don't care for them knowing I don't like it.
Amen, brother.
You know, 9/11 was bad. But we had something before 9/11. Those same buildings that was attacked in 9/11 was also bombed. And that old blind sheik up there, brother, he's the one that engineered that thing. And I don't like to have to feed him off of taxpayers' money, bless God. Oh, they say you ought not to take anybody's life. What about all the lives he took, brother? And you know that God said over in the book of Genesis, I believe it's in about chapter 9, verse number 6, he said, whosoever sheddeth man's blood by man, shall his blood be shed? You show me a place in the Word of God where that's been took out, brother. If they'd start hanging some of these dudes, bless God, instead of taking that thing down yonder in Cuba and turning all that bunch of rebel rousers loose, brother. Hey, brother, God's not going to put up with it in the kingdom age. He's not going to put up with it in the kingdom age. God's going to get rid of them in the kingdom age when they rise up in opposition, brother. And they're going to be placed out there in a place that he talks about is a type of Gehenna. And it's right outside the city, brother. Yeah. And they have to come up every year to pay homage to the king. Yeah. And all those that rose up in opposition, God has killed them. And they land out there in that place. And they don't burn up. It's a previews of hell, yeah, brother. And they're coming hereafter, brother. And they come up there and they see them bodies out there burning. Yeah. And they smell that burning flesh, brother. And I'm sure they go home at night and they can't rest, brother. God's given them a faithful warning that you can't rise up in opposition against Jehovah God and not get caught up with. They're going to be capital punishment in that wonderful day when the Lord Jesus, brother, gets on the throne. Then I want to say a little something about molesting. And this is going to be permanent. They're not going to get to vote on it 4 years after he's been in office. When the government's up on his shoulders 4 years, they're going to say, we're going to vote him out. No, bless God. He said, of his increase of his kingdom, there shall be no end, Lord of God. I'm telling you, there ain't going to be a dog in town when he gets on the throne. It's going to be a day of all days, glory to God. I'm looking forward. Sometime I'll wake up in the night wanting to see him come. It's never been as real and precious to me as it is in this dark day that we're living in. I want to see him come. I'm like John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos when God said, behold, I come quickly. And he had a doxology in his heart all at once. And he said, and even so, come Lord Jesus, glory to God. Had you rather go to heaven or go back home? I remember back before I got old enough to be on Social Security, I was on that Brotherhood newsletter. And Brother Lamar Engel, a preacher friend of mine, his health had got a little bad. And he said, Brother A.C., he said, if you'll drive me to Ohio, I'm signing up people and I need to go up there and have a meeting with those people. And he said, if you'll drive me up there, I'll pay all expenses. I'll pay you gas and I'll pay our eats and everything. And I remember they'd bought this old schoolhouse and they had it fixed up real nice. And we stayed in the basement and had a place to get us a good shower and everything. The next morning we got up there and got to talking to that lady. And she's a young woman. And we got to talking about the coming of the Lord and how precious it was. And she believed in the coming of the Lord. And she said she'd like to see the Lord come. But you know what she said? She said, I hope he don't come till after a certain date. Said, we've got a vacation planned in Florida. She was more excited about going to Florida than she was of going to heaven. Amen. I knew a preacher one time, and some of you probably knew him. His name was Willard Thomas. He's a brother to Edgar Thomas. He was hunting a job when he was a young man, and he filled out this resume. And on there it said, what is your greatest ambition in life? And he said, to go to heaven. Whoa! Have you got a desire to go to heaven, glory to God? I'm going to tell you right now, I'm looking forward to that day. That's going to be a wonderful place, praise God. And after we've been there for a little while, we're coming back. And the government's going to be on his shoulders, glory to God. Hallelujah.